This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Planning to Succeed. It's all about defining your strategic plan and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
Matthew Arellano is a junior from the University of South Florida studying health sciences. So, Chuck, he's an avid listener of the Respecting the Future podcast. And this evening, he's our guest. He's going to have a candid conversation with you addressing the concerns from his cohort. Right, Matt?
That is true. I'm, I suppose, what you would call a millennial, and I would sort of speaking from not only my perspective, but I suppose that of my peers.
Wonderful. So, Chuck, take it away.
All right, Matt, my man, Matt. Matt and I go way back. Glad to have you on the show. And we're so glad that you listen to us.
Oh,
you
know, yeah, absolutely,
it's important that we have a broad listening audience. And you and I have had many, many philosophical conversations over the months. And so we're pleased and grateful that you're here.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and you making time out of your day to have me on your show.
Absolutely. Let's get started. Let's jump into these questions, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a question for you. Do you believe passion is more of an important factor than reliability to consider when choosing a profession?
That's a good question, Matt. Define reliability.
Reliability in the sense that the job that I'm trying to get isn't going to be replaced by, let's say, machines, or might be phased out if it's no longer needed. Something with some job security.
Well, I think from my perspective, Matt, then you look at reliability from that perspective, I think you're going into you'll be going into an industry or a job or career with the wrong perception. I think whatever you do, you must be prepared to do it, first of all.
Okay.
And when you're preparing to do something, that follows with your passion. So preparedness and passion must be like Siamese twins. Mm. So when you're prepared to do anything, whatever it is, and you have passion about it, well, you'll be able to move like water. You'll be fluid. So it doesn't matter what that industry dictates. You'll be able to move with it. If you're going into it saying, okay, if say it's finance, or say it's selling cars, or say it's building buildings, where the way we do it now may not be the way it's done 15 years from now.
Okay.
So you have to go into it with, like, water. You know, water moves, water turns, water lifts, water overcomes, water goes under. So it's just like before we had the horse and buggy, then we had the motor car, right? Now we have jets and so on and so forth. We have space shuttles. So if you go into anything thinking this is how it's going to be indefinitely, I think you're going into it with the wrong perception.
Okay, I can
so
agree with that.
I think it starts with, hey, let's have let's be prepared about whatever it is you're going into.
I think that really answers the question and might be helpful, because I hear so many of my classmates and friends, I ask them, well, what are you going to college for? And they say, well, I'm going for finance or whatever the degree is. And I said, well, that's cool. What do you want to do with it? And they don't really know. They're going to school, I think, maybe because they were told they needed to go to school. And they don't really feel any passion towards whatever field they're going into. Maybe their parents were pushing them that way, or they just, you know, thought it sounded good. So thank you. That was very helpful. When making big life decisions, is it better to act and then deal with the ramifications, or to take more time and carefully plan in spite of maybe missing some opportunities?
Well, I think you start everything out with a strategic plan. You have to have that strategic plan. I want to back up a little bit on something you said.
All right.
So you're talking about college students coming into college and just saying they don't know why they're there. And you know, a few weeks ago, I was at a college in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I made the comment that, you know, you're paying for education, but you're not preparing for education. I think what we need to do is focus on that word prepare. And what I'm hearing from you, Matt, and from your cohort is, one, whether to be prepared or do you just go into something just because it's your parents said do it, it's a fad, it's a trend, it's a concept. But I think preparation is the word that we need to deal with tonight. How do we prepare to enroll? How do we prepare to sustain and complete and do it over and over and over and over? No, that's what life is all about. So whether you're in college, whether you're in a relationship and getting ready to get married, whether you embark upon being an entrepreneur or any type of career, it's all about how you start,
okay,
how you do it, the process, and how you complete.
Okay, so then what resources would you say would be helpful for preparing or reaching out to, because like for me personally, I'm cool with building a game plan. I just might not know who to talk to or where to start.
I think, Matt, the fact that you're here on the show, giving Dr. Yeo and I a chance to just share from our perspective, I think communication is the very beginning.
I agree.
Communication is the very beginning. Because when you have uncles and mothers and fathers or colleagues or people who've done things that you want to aspire to, it's always good to talk to them. In my opinion, when you don't know what to do, talk to someone. Have that courageous conversation, which it doesn't have to be a relative, but say, you know, if you're interested in being in finance, well, find someone that's successful in finance and say, hey, listen, what is your recommendation? What was your process? What are there some things that I should or shouldn't do? How did it look when you started?
So sort of find a mentor of sorts.
Find a mentor. But also read. I think one of the things that's missing. I'm 50 now, so you know, in my age group, we're a very unique age group because we came through a period of time where we didn't have certain technologies.
Mm.
So when I was growing up, we had to go to the library. Had to go to the library. We didn't have a book club, but you had to read. Every class you had to read. You had homework assignments. And at home, you had your social life was church, political events, social events, sports. We didn't have Google then, so right. We had to read the newspaper. If you wanted to know what Hank Aaron was doing, for those of you and our listening ones don't know who Hank Aaron, check him out. If you wanted to know what was going on in football, if you wanted to go find out what was going on in politics, we didn't have MSNBC. We didn't have the minute-by-minute, the breaking news. We didn't have—you had to read. So I think what has happened is that we're still reading, but our reading has become so narrow and not diverse enough. So I think for my recommendation for not just your group but any group is to diversify your reading. So while you're communicating with those mentors or people that— may have some insight and foresight into a career, also read.
Right.
You can verify other things and read outside the scope, the course and scope of what you're interested in.
Well, I think that helps build a more well-rounded view of the world as you know it. Because, I mean, you're not going to know everything that somebody else might know. You're not going to pick up every last bit of information, but you will know what you know. And that might be enough to get you through and to where you need to get.
Yeah, perfect example. One of the things that your group is good at is you can find that keyword, right?
So
keyword is good for you guys, for your generation, because you find a keyword, you Google that keyword,
right?
And so find it, when someone is speaking to you, find that keyword and do your research on that. Find that keyword and say, okay, what else can this keyword do? Where else is it available? What other professions does it apply to? Read outside your scope, read outside that area that you want to go into. Mm-hmm. See yourself in the future. This whole podcast thing is about respecting the future. What you do now, Matt, will be your history at some point. So make history. And you make history by being diverse. Don't just do it from your zip code. Don't just do it from your house. Just don't do it from your few friends. Just don't do it from your ethnicity. Don't just do it from your religion.
Right.
We live in a world. And the reason why we live in a world so we can experience each other, understand the cultures and subcultures of it, and to live. I think that's what living is all about. So whether you're in college, whether you are out of college, make your life fun by being diverse, by reading and communicating. And that will help you to continue to build a strategic plan on no matter what it is that you do. Because the plan that you have today may have to change tomorrow.
So being flexible.
You have to be flexible. Let's go back to that word water. Like, I love water, right? Because this water is so phenomenal. There's nothing in this studio that water can't move, can't lift, can't change, can't shift, can't destroy, can't build. Water is a significant commodity that we have. So if we think as water, I think it allows us to be more successful in our pursuits.
Thinking and being. All right. I want to go back and ask about how you might search or find information, because I know I personally do it. I Google whatever it is that I'm trying to find, and I might get 100 billion different options to choose from, and I'm going to pick one of the top 10. Now, I've started to use Google Scholar, and I hope that my classmates do as well, to get more insightful and educational articles if I'm writing a paper or doing an essay, or if I just need to know something about a profession. But what do you do to search or find information?
Well, same thing. But I think when you're searching, using search engines, to use academic search engines, use government search engines as well.
Okay.
And those search engines that have references that can be verified, that can be vetted, that has been challenged. There's a lot of debate around it. And again, even though you're reading research, still think, what is the next question? Mm-hmm. Research is all about asking the next question, right? Don't take everything as if it's the gospel. It allows you to say, you know what, that's the major premise, but what else goes along with it? That's why you're a student. It's your critical thinking that you're developing. You know, some things you might want to consider is some of our philosophers of the past, Immanuel Kant, Hobbes, Descartes. You might want to go back and look at some of their thinking and say, you know, what has changed? What are some of the paradigm shifts that have gone from that period to now? You might want to go back and read from various places around the world, scholars from around the world, whether they be from New Zealand, whether they may be from Asia, they may be from Africa. You know, don't box yourself in by just reading what's on the internet. And that's why it's really important to talk to your seniors, to talk to people. I give a perfect example. The same week I was in North Carolina, I met with one of the former deans of the engineering department who had just retired. And we sat down and had a very, very detailed, candid conversation. And he was sharing stuff with me that I would never be able to find on the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. He was sharing about the history of the building. They were just naming the building after him. And I said, well, why are they naming the building after you? And it was something that he had done almost 30 years ago in the military. And so I'm like, wow. He said, yeah, you can't find this on the internet because, you know, nobody was capturing that data. You know, it's just like sports. You know, if you go back to the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even the 70s, some statistics were never captured. So what we're saying that this running back is now the greatest running back, well, there could have been a greater running back. If you look at the circumstances, you look at the shoes that they wore, you look at the ground that they played on, well, they may have been a better running back just because they had different conditions, so on and so forth, but the data wasn't captured. So I think critical thinking is where it starts when it comes to research, not just Googling it, doing Google Scholar, but go to the library, search those old books and say, hey, you know what? Let me go back and do it. Living is about capturing and understanding the past, current, and allowing you to think for the future.
Okay. As far as books go, what books may have helped you in early adulthood, and how do you feel they might have helped you find your path in life that brings you here as you are?
Well, to be honest with you, Matt, I didn't read a lot growing up. You know, I read, you know, I had to read the Bible because, you know, I come from the Bible Belt. You know, my mom, you know, had us in church and that kind of thing. And I really didn't read like I should have until I got to college when I was forced to read.
Okay.
And so, but once I got to college and I got the bug, started reading. And some books that I, like The Alchemist, I love to read that book over and over and over. But just to bring it up to current speed, there's some great books that I recommend. One, Good to Great by Jim Collins. When Helping Hurts by Brian Fikert, it's Fikkert. Learning to Think Things Through by Gerald Nosch, Nosich. And this one is really good when I think from Gutenberg, Google to Gutenberg by Peter Schillingberg. Mm-hmm. And How Successful People Think by John Maxwell. I'm a big John Maxwell fan, The John Maxwell fans out there. And also, one of my all-time favorites, it's a little old, a little dated now, but Business at the Speed of Thought by Bill Gates. As an entrepreneur, anybody that's going into business, I think that's an excellent read over and over and over because you understand the process and understanding the hurdles and challenges and how to deal with different things. So that's just my short list that I would like to share with you. But continue to read. Read the newspaper. Earlier, I made a statement about paying for education but not being prepared for it. So Matt, at the end of the day, it's all about being prepared. It's all about your passion. When you're prepared plus your passion, it will equal sustainability. Maybe reliability. You use the word reliability. I like to use the word sustainability. So if you don't mind, can we use the word sustainability? What's sustainable?
Sustainability works for me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Matt. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Chuck.
Glad you joined in on our conversation. For more Let's Talk to Chuck episodes, sign up and follow us on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at leventu, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. We hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.